that I have the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters, to have fellowship with you. While the AV group is still setting up the equipment,
盼望我们能够, 安静我们的心,
hope that we can all quiet in our hearts
一同来敬拜神,
to worship the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is a fellowship meeting.
交通聚会不是单向的,
so it's not one just one way.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹能够有点回应,
so I hope that I get some responses from brothers and sisters.
所以我们就, 彼此有交通,
that we can have fellowship one with another.
因为这是, 在主的里面, 这不是一个教导,
for we are all in the Lord. We're not teaching.
不是一个好像学校里面 老师讲给学生听的,
not like a lecturer in the school.
我们是彼此互动的,
we are
interactive.
Interactive, that's right.
就用电现在电脑的话是讲 interactive,
interactive.
需要是互动的,
we need to interact with each other.
所以我们盼望能够多互动一点,
so I hope the brothers and sisters will have more interaction.
我问你的时候, 请你回答,
so when I ask you questions, please do answer.
那么他们弄好的时候我们才开始啊。
So once the equipment's ready, we'll start.
今天跟弟兄姊妹交通一个题目叫做敬畏神。
The topic that I'd like to share with brothers and sisters is fearing God.
在英文来说是 fear God.
In English it says fear God.
Or to fear God.
Or to fear God.
或者是好像弟兄所说 fearing God.
Or fearing God.
是有那个 fear 字在里面的。
It has the word fear in it.
在圣经里面, 中文圣经里面,
the Chinese translation of the Bible,
敬畏神在圣经里面出现过29次。
The word fearing God or to fear God appears 29 times.
其中22次是在旧约里面,
and 22 times appear in the Old Testament.
在, 有7次在新约,
and 7 times it appear in the New Testament.
在篇幅来说,
from the number of times, the frequency that it appeared,
是频次相若的,
the frequency is about the same in the Old and New Testament.
旧约长一点,
for we know that Old Testament is longer,
那么就多几次讲敬畏神,
and there's a few more number of times that it mentioned.
新约比较短一点,
New Testament is shorter,
所以那个出现的次数也就少一点,
and there's less times the word was mentioned.
这个出来了没有? 开始。 弟兄姊妹的那个screen还没有出来，我们继续讲讲。
We just keep talking until the screen comes up.
机器跟人就是有这个不同。
There's a difference between the machine and human.
机器你要等它的。
You have to wait for the equipment to be ready.
所以神造人跟人造机器是完全不同的事情。
So the way that God created man is totally different to the way that we create machines.
所以我们还要等等人做的机器还多一点。
So we have to wait for the machines that man's invention to be ready.
当然这些新的科学我们都需要用。
Yes, we will need to use the new technologies in many ways.
但是这些科学的应用始终有它的限制。
But all these technologies have its limitations.
我们人与神之间的交通还是需要灵性的交通。
And yet our fellowship with God is a spiritual fellowship.
我们不能够单靠着, 今天所有的, 科技来做。
We cannot solely rely on the technology to accomplish this.
特别是对年轻一代的弟兄姊妹,
especially for the younger generation,
我们都有这些的东西，是不是？
We all have our iPhone or our smartphone.
但是我们需要在这方面也需要 要小心，需要有学习。
We need to be careful. We need to learn the lesson.
不能够让这些东西摸着抓住我们的心。
And not let our hearts be captured by this new technology.
等下我们有机会的时候，有时间的时候就也提一点。
When we have opportunity, when we have time, we'll have a bit more sharing on this.
还需要等他。
We'll continue to wait.
我们现代人常常对圣经有一个批评。
Oftentimes, the modern society have a criticism towards the Bible.
是说旧约的神是这个残忍暴力的神。
They say that the God of the Old Testament is cruel, and violent.
好像神说要灭绝敬敬犯罪的亚玛利人。
So for example, when God commanded the people of Israelite to destroy all the people of the Amalekites.
但是当然我们知道这是不是这是不对的。
We know that this criticism is not reasonable.
在新约的人都新约的时候呢，
When we read the New Testament,
新约的人就觉得新约的神是慈爱的神。
Then people think that the God of the New Testament is full of grace and love.
其实这也是单方面的。
Again, this is biased and not exactly accurate.
我们的神是亘古到永远不变的。
Our God is the same from beginning to the end, from everlasting to everlasting.
这些都有圣经的。
And this is from the Bible.
不过我们暂时还没有能够看它出来。
We're still waiting for the screen to come up.
我们的神是公义而又慈爱的神。
Our God is righteous, he's full of love. Originally, I intend to be able to control the screen, the slides.
不过好像有一些东西不大顺畅。
It seems like we have some technology issues.
那么就让弟兄们在后面控制就可以了。
So, ask the brothers in the AV group to control the slides.
因为我们需要读很多的圣经。
So there's many Bible verses that I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
所以我用这个投射片就放出来，大家比较方便一点。
So I hope that using the slide, the PowerPoint slides, it will be easier.
不过盼望弟兄姊妹需要忍耐一点。
Well, I hope brothers and sisters will be patient.
因为这次一定要需要过时了。I'll be over time.
Oh, it will be over time this time.
因为已经过了。起码五分钟了。
But we've just wasted 5 minutes.
好，敬畏神。
Fearing God.
下一张。
Next slide, please.
我们来读几节的圣经。
Let's read a few verses from the Bible.
生命记第十章十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12.
这里已经放出来了。
So we've got the verse on the screen.
听我一同来读。
We read together.
因为我们在。
Serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
13节。
Verse 13. To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes which I command you today for your good.
17节。
Verse 17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe.
继续我们读传道书十二章十三十四两节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 to 14.This is man's all. God will bring every work into judgment.
传道书是一卷很奇妙的书。
Ecclesiastes, it's a very wonderful book.
曾经有人说，你四年要好好的重读传道书一次。
Someone said this, that every 10 years you need to really examine carefully the book of Ecclesiastes.
因为你年轻的时候你读传道书，你不大有那个感受。
For when you were younger and you read the book of Ecclesiastes, you could not get much out of it.
那么过了十年，你人生的阅历多了。
But every 10 years, as your experiences of life increases,
你再读的时候就有不同的味道。
When you read it again, it tastes very differently.
但是其实在今天这个很快速的时代里面
But today in as
very fast generation
we're in a fast, very fast generation
一年的时间可以发生很多事情
Many things could happen in just one year
我们看报纸我们看电视我们看 internet
We look at the news, the TV, the internet
一年之间所发生事情很多
There are many things that happen in just one year
911只是四年之前的事。
The 9/11 in America is but 10 years ago.
所以四年是很长的时间。
So 10 years, it's a long time.
所以在今天的世代里面
So in today's generation,
弟兄姊妹一年再回去读传道书一次已经是很好的了。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps it's good for us to read at least once every year the book of Ecclesiastes.
刚才我们传道书是三十十四节，我们读了吗
？Have we read verse 13 and 14? I think they just read 14.
Just read 13. 先读14节。
Verse 14. The God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil.
传道书讲到那个总意是就要是敬畏神。
It says here the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God.
然后我们读尼希米记第一章第五节。
Now let's read Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 5.
我们一同来读。
Shall we read together?
是的。这里说到我们是神的是天上的神。
It says,Here God is the God of heaven.
也是大而可畏的神。
He's also a great and awesome God.
我们再读下一章的，是读到撒母耳记上十五章。
Now let's read 1 Samuel chapter 15.
这里就说到主怎么样叫以色列人要灭绝。这个犯罪的亚玛利人。
It talks about how God commanded the Israelites to destroy the sinful Amalekites.
好像我刚才所说
，as I just mentioned earlier，
神是从恒古到永远不变的。
Our God is the same from everlasting to everlasting.
下一张
，next slide please。
诗篇九十篇告诉我们
，Psalm 90 tells us that。
神是永远不变的神。
Our God is the same from everlasting to everlasting.
在他没有转动的影儿。
In him there's no shadow of change.
所以批评旧约的神和新约的神不同的人呢？
So those who criticize that the God of the Old Testament is different to the God of New Testament,
因为他们没有好好地来读圣经。
Because they haven't been reading the Bible well.
因为旧约和新约唯一的分别,
For the only difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament,
就是在新约的时候, 主耶稣, 神的儿子主耶稣才来到这个世间。
Is that in the Old Testament, the Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was manifested.
来成功了神的对人的救赎。
He came to the earth to accomplish salvation for us.
那些粗心读旧约的人。
Those who did not pay attention to the Old Testament.
他们读了一点历史。
They read a bit of the history.
他们有读诗篇。
They read a bit of the Psalms.
没有读约伯记和申命记。
But they didn't pay attention to Job and Deuteronomy.
所以他们只看见神是公义的神。
So they only see that God is a righteous God.
神是忌邪的神。
God is a jealous God.
神也是圣洁的神。
He is a holy God.
而忘记了神也是慈爱和怜悯的神。
But they forget that God is also a God of mercy and kindness.
而粗心读旧约、新约的人。
Those who did not pay careful attention to the New Testament,
只看见神的怜慈爱和怜悯。
They only see God's mercy and His loving kindness,
而忽略了神的公义和祭邪和圣洁。
But they forgot that God is also a righteous God, a holy God, and a jealous God.
其实神的公义和慈爱
actually God's righteousness and His loving kindness,
就好像人的两个手一样。
It's like just like two hands of a man.
神的公义
On the one hand, you have God's righteousness, and the other hand, you have God's loving kindness, they complement each other. We cannot focus on one and neglect the other. For if you just only talk about God's loving kindness, then oftentimes we are not careful in staying away from sins.
单单有公义,
if we only focus on God's righteousness,
就会流于苛刻与枯竭,
then we'll be very strict to ourselves and we think God is very harsh.
旧约的时代如此, 新约时代也是如此。
It's the same in the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
所以我们常常应该记住基督的十字架。
So we need to remember God, the cross of Jesus Christ.
因为在基督的十字架上面,
For on the cross of Jesus Christ,
我们看见神的公义,
we see that God's righteousness
和神的慈爱,
and His loving kindness
是相辅相成的结合在哪里?
Have complement each other, have joined together.
就在基督的十字架上面,
on the cross of Christ.
敬畏这个词
the word fear,
以原文来说
according to the original language,
无论是在旧约或者是在新约里面
whether in the Old Testament or in the New Testament,
翻译成为惧怕的次数
the number of times it was translated as afraid or fear,
总比翻译做敬畏的时间多
It's more than the number of times it's translated as
love
or fear out of love. Love out of fear.
现在的人喜欢讲爱。
Today's people like to talk about love.
不大喜欢讲惧怕。
They would not so much like to talk about fear.
觉得它这是太负面的事情。
They think fear is negative.
但是在圣经里面，无论你怎样去寻找。
But in the Bible, no matter how you try to find it,
无论你怎么样去解释,
no matter how you try to explain it,
圣经里面的敬畏,
the word fear in the Bible,
都带着很重的惧怕的味道,
often comes with a sense of afraid or fearing.
所以我们除非不接受圣经的教导,
so,Either we are not accepting the teaching of the Bible,
或者我们说圣经是过时了,
or we say that the Bible is out of date.
不然的话,
If that's not the case,
敬畏神一定带着惧怕神的意味在里面。
Then fearing God or honoring God always comes with the sense of fearing.
新约里面的敬畏。
The honoring or fear in the New Testament.
Don't say honoring, just say fear.
Fear.
Okay, that's good enough.
Okay.
We don't get into those things.
Okay.
Yeah. 新约里面的敬畏和恐惧和惧怕。
The word fear and the afraid or in the New Testament.
都是从同一个原文的字翻译出来的。
It's actually from the same word in the original language.
英文里面的恐惧症 phobia.
In the English, the phobia, the word phobia,
也是从此而来。
It's from the same word.
比方你说怕黑啦。
For example, you say someone is scared of the darkness.
怕水了，怕。
Someone's afraid of water. It's the same word.
其实这有什么稀奇呢？
So what is so interesting about this?
罪人惧怕审判官。
A sinner is afraid of the judge.
不是很正常的吗？
Isn't it quite normal?
前面那一张，前面那一张。
Previous slide.
这里告诉我们，我们是需要面对审判的。
First Peter tells us that we will face the judgment.
我们这里看不见那个 screen, 所以弟兄的翻这个圣经翻得很辛苦。
We can't see the screen, so we have to turn to the verses.
Or you can work this and then you can see.
13. It's okay.
Okay,
yeah. 17.
弟兄姊妹，我们信了主的人仍然是需要面对审判的。
Brothers and sisters, even we who have belief in the law will one day face the judgment.
当然这个审判是跟外邦人所对的审判不同。
But this judgment is not the same with the judgment that the world will face.
但是我们仍然需要面对审判。
But we will face the judgment.
并且审判是从神的家开始。
And the judgment is to begin at the house of God.
下一张。
Next slide, please.
罗马书告诉我们。
Romans tell us.
神是怎么样的神。
What kind of God is the God of
the believing? 我们应该怎么样生活在地上，有个敬畏神的生活？
How do we live a life that is fearing God?
我们的神不单只是公义的判官。
Our God is not just a righteous judge.
他也是慈爱的天父。
He is also a loving father.
他恨恶罪。
He hates sins.
因为他是圣洁公义的。
But he is a holy and righteous God.
但他却爱罪人。
But he loved the sinners.
甚至独生的爱子可以暂时离弃。
He loves us so much that he is willing to sacrifice his only begotten son.
但是罗马书也告诉我们。
But Romans also tell us that.
做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕。
That those who are in charge of judgment is not to cause those righteous to be afraid.
那是叫作恶的惧怕。
But for those who are wicked.
你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？
If you are to, in order not to be afraid to the officials,
你愿意，你只要行善，
you need to do good,
只要得到他的称赞，
then you will receive praise,
因为他是神的用人，
for they are servants of God,
是与你有益的，
they are beneficial to you,
你若作恶，却应当惧怕，
but if you do wickedly, then you will be afraid,
因为他不是空空的佩剑。
For they're not wearing the swords in vain.
因为他是神的用人。
Because they are servants or minister of God.
是伸冤的。
An avenger to execute wrath.
是刑罚那作恶的。
On him who practices evil.
当然我们也有些问人说为什么那么我们惧怕是因为我们没有得救吗？
So some will ask that now that if we're afraid of God, does it mean that we're not saved?
这里恐惧战兵和我们的得救是两件不同的事情。
So this fear and trembling is different to do with whether or not we're saved.
腓立比书第二章十二节那里。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 12.
所说的恐惧战兵。
Says with fear working out your salvation with fear and trembling.
做成我们得救的功夫。
We need to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这不是讲到我们 一次信主永远得救，那个得救。
This is not a salvation that once you believe in the Lord, you're saved. This is not the same salvation.
这是讲到我们魂的得救。
This is the salvation of your soul.
在圣经里面也讲到。
In the Bible, it tells us that
敬畏神不单只是怕。
To fear God is not just that we're afraid of God.
他也是敬。
It's also that we honor God.
所以在这里，在中文里面就翻译得很好，加一个敬字在里面。
So in Chinese translation, the fearing God is translated as honor and fear.
好像在白发的人面前。
Just like in front of those who have white hair.
你要站起来。
You need to stand up.
也要尊敬老人。
You need to honor those who are older.
也要敬畏耶和华你的神。
You need to fear the Lord your God.
所以这是人世间的道理。
This is doctrine.
但其实这也是神的教导。
It's also the teaching of God.
在白发的人面前，我们要站起来。
In front of the elderly, you need to stand up.
我们需要尊敬老人。
We need to honor the older people.
敬畏神和尊敬老人是摆在同样的平行的地位的。
To fear God and to honor the elderly are parallel to one another.
刚才我们唱的诗歌，诗歌103篇。
The hymn just is Psalm 103.
讲到天离地何等的高。
Just as far as the heaven is from the earth.
神他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
As the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
这篇诗的经文编成了一首很美的诗歌。
This hymn has been written into a beautiful hymn.
这个旋律也很得人喜爱。
The melody is quite pleasing.
副歌里面说天离地何等的高。
The lyric says, For the heavens as high above the earth,
他的慈爱也何等的深。
So great is his mercy toward those who fear him.
如果我们仔细来读,
If we read this carefully,
大变成深, 问题不大。
From high to deep, it's not, it's okay.
但是他却忽略了一句。
But we neglect this other verse.
乃是说像敬畏他的人。
That is towards those who fear him.
神的慈爱是大的。
Yes, the mercy of the Lord is great.
但是有一个前置的条件在哪里？
But there's a condition.
乃是向敬畏他的人。
That is toward those who fear him.
不能够把这句废去或者是越过。
We cannot neglect this part, these words.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
诗歌是很容易背的。
It's easy to remember a hymn.
Memorize.
To memorize him.
但是背诵诗歌不等于真理就一定准确。
But if you memorize just the hymns, it doesn't mean that you have the accurate truth.
所以我们需要背诵圣经，而不是背诵诗歌。
Therefore, we need to memorize the scripture and not just the hymns.
所以我把它第二行那个改了一点。
So I've deliberately changed the second verse of that hymn.
是向他敬畏。
To fear him.
在新约里面，
In the New Testament,
约翰是讲爱讲的最多的使徒。
Apostle John is the apostle that talks about love the most.
在约翰一书第四章第十八节那里，
1 John 4:18 says this.
他那里讲到爱里没有惧怕。
Says in love there is no fear.
爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
When love is complete, it removes the fear.
因为惧怕里含着刑罚。
For in fear, there is judgment.
惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
Those who fear is not complete in love.
这里所说的爱和惧怕。
This, here it says fear and love.
是没有冲突的。
There is no contradiction.
这里不是说有爱就没有惧怕。
It doesn't say, as long as you love, there's no fear.
而是说在完全的爱的里面，
But it says, in a complete, in a perfect love,
惧怕就没有惧了,
there is no place for fear.
最简单的解释,
the simplest explanation is this,
就是弟兄们的教导,
that is the teaching of the brothers.
要免去惧怕,
in order to remove fear,
秘诀就是住在爱里,
the secret is that you need to abide in His love.
在神的爱的里面,
in God's love,
我们得蒙救赎,
we were saved.
不再有罪,
we're redeemed, and there's no longer any, the sin is purged. So we're justified and we're sanctified.
所以就没有刑罚,
and therefore there's no longer judgment. There's no longer fear. So we're no longer like sinners coming in front of the judge. But a justified son coming to the loving Father.
是坦然无惧的,
we come to Him with boldness.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们今天在地上生活,
today while we're still on earth,
是不是有这种的经历呢?
Can we truly experience this?
不错,今天我们蒙救赎之后,
yes, after we have been saved,
这是我们称义成圣的地位。
This we have a status of being justified and sanctified.
这也是我们在新天新地里面的状态。
It's the same condition that we will be in when we're in heaven, new heaven and new earth.
但是对绝大多数的信徒来说,
but to the majority of believers,
这不是我们今天在地上生活的经历。
This is not the experience that we have on earth.
因为我们还会犯罪。
Because we still will sin.
你有没有犯罪?
Do you sin?
你说我没有犯罪啊?
You say, I don't sin.
最多就是冲冲红灯就是了。
I will just, but sometimes I just ignore the traffic light.
但弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们还有自私吗?
Do we have knowledge? Do we have selfishness?
我们还有憎恨吗?
Do we have hatred?
我们还有嫉妒吗?
Do we have, jealousy.
所以弟兄姊妹, 敬畏神, 惧怕神,
so brothers and sisters, to fear God, to be afraid of God,
是我们常常所需要的提醒,
it's a reminder that it's beneficial for us.
正如一个常常犯罪的儿子,
just like a son who often offends the father,
来到父亲面前,
when he comes to the father,
父亲不但只是慈父,
his father is not just a loving father,
也是严父,
he's also a strict father.
中国人有一句话说,
Chinese saying says,
天子犯罪,
that the king's son sins, commits crime.
下一句是什么? 与庶民同罪,
that he will be judged the same like a common man.
这是公义,
this is righteousness.
当然这里不是讲慈爱,
so we're not talking about a loving kindness here,
但是公义还是一定需要有的,
but there needs to be righteousness.
父亲是一个慈父, 也是严父,
our Heavenly Father is a loving Father, He's also a strict Father.
他就不会溺爱,
then He will not
放纵的爱, 也不能够护短,
he will not love without reasons.
Sorry about that.
That's right.
It's difficult. 我们有了父的家和主的爱,
we have the house of Father and the love of the Lord.
我们盼望常常活在神的家里面,
we hope that we can always abide in His house,
享受神的丰富,
to enjoy His love, His abundance.
我们需要记得,
but we need to remember this.
诗篇25篇告诉我们,
Psalm 25 tells that,
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密,
that the Lord is close to those who fear Him.
他必将自己的约指示他们,
He will show them His covenant.
我们常常说浪子回家会享受父的丰富,
we often said that when the prodigal son comes home, he can enjoy all the abundance of the house of the Father.
不请你不要忘记,
but please remember this,
他是受尽了许许多多的苦楚才回家, 回父家的,
that indeed this prodigal son has suffered from many things before he returned to the Father's house.
真正能够享受到富家的丰富的。
In order for one who truly experienced the abundance of the Father,
是住在家里面,
is the one who abides always in the Father's house.
与敬畏父亲的儿子,
the son who fears the Father.
我们再看圣经里面的历史,
let's look at the Bible history.
旧约里面亚伯拉罕,
In the Old Testament, Abraham
是第一个被神称为敬畏神的人
was the first man who was called a man who fears God.
因为他没有将他的独生子留下不给神
For he did not retain his only son and not give him to God.
约伯也这样子蒙神称许
Job was also commanded by God.
耶和华问撒旦说
When the Lord asked Satan,
你曾用心察看我的仆人约伯没有?
Have you examined my servant Job with carefulness?
地上再没有人像他完全正直。
There's no one like him who is perfect and completely righteous.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
Fearing God and depart from evil.
这不单只是信心之父的亚伯拉罕和约伯有这样子的称许。
This is not just a comment for the father of faith, Abraham, and for Job, the righteous man.
很多普通的人,
many common ordinary men,
甚至是无名的人,
even those who are not famous,
也这样子是蒙神称许,
have received the same command from God.
好像以色列人在埃及的收生婆,
just like the midwives in Egypt.
或者是摩西所分派做的千夫长、百夫长、十夫长的人。
Or those commanders, those in the army of Israelites.
他们需要是从百姓中拣选有才能的人。
They need to be chosen from among the people.
就是敬畏神。
Those who fear God.
诚实无妄。
Those who are honest and do not lie.
恨不义之财的人。
Those who hated the wicked
wealth. 所以约沙法王也吩咐审判官说。
So even King Jehoshaphat commanded his servant saying,
你们当敬畏耶和华。
You need to fear the Lord.
忠心诚实办事。
You need to act with faithfulness.
在箴言里面也告诉我们说
In Proverbs it tells us that
不要自己有自以为有智慧
Do not think wise to yourselves
要敬畏神
But fear God
远离恶事
And shun evil
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
盼望你记得这一句话
I hope that you remember this
不要自以为有智慧
Do not think wise to yourselves
要敬畏神远离恶事
But fear God and shun evil
什么是恶事呢
？What is evil？
在今世代里面有很多这样的东西。
In today's world, we have many things that are evil。
好像在网上的东西。
Like the things on the internet。
很多都是虚假与谎言。
A lot of things are false and they are lies。
在箴言里面告诉我们。
Proverbs tell us that。
他对神有一个祷告。
The writer has a prayer to God.
他说神啊求你救我脱离这些事情。
He says, God, will you deliver me from this evil thing?
虚假与谎言。
Let lies, like falseness,
falsehood.
Falsehood, save me from falsehood.
箴言三十章第八节。
Proverb, Chapter 30, verse 8.
在其后第二章二十二节也说到
In 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 22,
要逃避少年的私欲
Need to flee the evil lust of your youth.
这是在今世代里面青年人所需要学的功课
This is what the young people need in this generation.
逃避少年的私欲
To flee the evil lust of your youth.
远离虚假与谎言
To escape from falsehood and from lies.
我们不是说我们就不用科技。
We're not saying that we can't use technology.
我们不是说我们就不上互联网。
We're not saying that we're not going to use internet at all.
但是你需要记得。
But we need to remember that.
在那里有很多虚假有谎言。
That on the internet there are lots of falsehood and lies.
我们如果让这些东西摸索我们的心。
Let us not let our heart to be trapped by these things.
我们需要一个敬畏神远离恶事的事。
We need to have a heart that is fearing God and depart from evil.
什么是恶事？
What is evil?
在今天来说，
In today's words,
就是虚假与谎言。
It's falsehood and lies.
这是三千年前所讲的话。
This is it was written in
3,000
years ago.
但是今天一样是管用的。
But it also applies today.
我们常常记得弥迦书里面有一句话。
We remember the words from the book of Micah.
如果你到基督教书局里面，你看见很多这句话写在这个一个牌上，你可以买去挂在家里面。
Perhaps you will find this in the Christian bookshop. That people will put the verse, hand the words on the wall.
弥迦书第六章第八节。
Book of Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
世人啊，是耶和华已指示你何为善。
He has shown you, O man, what is good.
只要你行公义，好怜悯，存穿谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
And what does the law requires of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?
十几年前我到纽约去参加我侄女的婚礼。
More than a decade ago, I went to New York for a one of my at the wedding of one of my niece.
有一次。经过纽约市这个市区要到飞机场的时候
As I passed through the central business district of New York to the airport
我看见有一个房屋上面就写着这句话
I saw this verse on a property
很大的字
It was a big writing on the property
就是弥迦书这一句话
Micah chapter 6 verse 8
要行公义好怜悯存谦卑的心与神你的神同行
To do justly, to love mercy, and to work humbly with your God
证明在那个时候一百几十年前他们建这个房子的时候
It shows that more than 100 years ago when they built this property
建造的人是敬畏神的
Though the people who built this house was God-fearing people
同样在澳洲也有这样的情形
And also it's also the same case in Australia
我在澳洲念书的时候有一个那个市场
When I was studying in Australia there was a councillor
Market
Wet market
卖肉啦卖菜卖鱼那个地方 他们在这个大门口那里就写着一句诗篇的话
And at the entrance of the market there is a psalm the words from the psalm
就是地和其中所充满的
That heaven, earth and everything in it
都是属于耶和华
belongs to the Lord
在这个市场你去进去买菜的时候你就看见这句话
When you go to the market to buy anything that you buy it belongs to the Lord
这证明什么
So what does it tell us?
那个时候澳洲建这个时候他们是有敬畏神的人。
That those people who built this marketplace are the ones who fear God.
但是经过一百几十年以后
But after 100 years,
今天澳洲人美国人敬畏神的心在哪里
Where is the God-fearing heart in Australia and in United States?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们不是一直敬畏神的话
If we do not continue to fear God,
如果我们不教导我们下一代的儿女敬畏神
if we do not teach our next generation to fear God,
我们的孙子敬畏神
to teach our grandchildren to fear God,
他们就好像今天的澳洲人、美国人一样
They will be like people today in America, in Australia,
随着现代的文化而慢慢下去了
that they will degrade as the trend of this world.
不，这是题外话。
That's not what I'm trying to share here.
我们回到敬畏神这件事情上面。
Let's come back to the topic of fearing God.
我们也当记得生命记的话。
Let's remember the words from Deuteronomy.
以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢
？Israel, what is the Lord, your God, require of you?
这是要你敬畏耶和华你的神。
That is, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways.
遵行他的道,
to walk in all his ways.
爱他,
to love him.
尽心敬畏，尽心侍奉他。
To serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
也主耶稣称这为诫命中的第一。
The Lord called this the greatest of all commandments.
也是最大的。
The first and greatest of all commandments.
现代的人崇尚知识。
Today's people highly values knowledge.
也称为知识的时代。
This generation is also called a generation of knowledge.
科学继续上面的事情。
Things that the advancement in technology and science.
当然是知识极其重要。
Of course, knowledge plays a very important part.
但是普遍来说。
But just in general.
知识和科学上面的事情。
Knowledge and scientific advancement.
是知难行易。
It's easy to know, but it's hard to practice.
但是道德生活上面的事情。
But in our moral life.
是知易行难的。
It's the other way. It's easy to understand, but it's hard to practice.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us that.
立志行善。
To will, it's of me, it's in me.
下一句是什么？立志行善，由得我。下面一句，行出来，由不得我。
The will to do good is present with me, but to practice what I will to do is not with me.
我们需要记得。
So we need to remember that.
神才是万有的设计者和维持者。
God is the one who created all things and sustains all things.
严格来说。
So strictly speaking.
科学家并没有发明。
Scientists did not invent anything.
只是发现而已。
They just discover things.
万有引力。
The law of gravity.
不是牛顿发明的。
Well, it's not something that was invented by Newton.
只是他发现的。
But something that he discovered.
澳洲这块地。
The land of Australia.
也不是发明的。
It's not invented by anybody.
只是后来的人发现而已。
But was discovered.
所以人在万有的主面前没有至高。
So before God who created all things, we need to humble.
很多科学家在神面前也是非常谦卑的。
Many scientists are very humble before God.
因为你越研究多一点。
But the more you study and research.
你多认识。
The more you know the God, God's creation.
你就越知道自己的渺小。
Then the more you know how limited you are.
所以箴言第一章第七节告诉我们。
So Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 tells us this.
敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
That to fear God is the beginning of knowledge.
但是有了知识不一定有智慧啊。
But if you have the knowledge, doesn't mean that you will have wisdom.
所以在九章十节就加上一句。
So in chapter 9 verse 10, there's another verse.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
旧约里面关于敬畏神的金句很多。
There are many verses that talk about fearing God in the Old Testament.
简单的有三句必须一提。
So there are three verses that we must mention here.
第一节就是在传道书里面所说的。
First one is in Ecclesiastes.
总意就是要敬畏神。
That overall, we need to fear God.
神让我们活在地上。
God allows us to have life.
让我们经历到很多人生的上上下下、层层拜拜。
To experience the many ups and downs, the success and failures of life.
让我们看见这些都是虚空的事情。
And he allows us to see that all these are vanity of vanities.
这就是传道书的所讲的。
This is what Ecclesiastes is trying to tell us.
但是总意是要我们敬畏神。
But the conclusion is to fear God.
如果你经过人生
If you have gone through your life,
那是你没有学习敬畏神。
But you have not learned how to fear God.
恐怕这是一生虚度了。
Then perhaps your life is a lifespan in vain.
第二处的圣经说到，公义的神是该受敬畏的。
Second verse is the God of righteousness is the one who is the one to be feared.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？
Who knows the power of your wrath of your power?
谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢
？And who who
这是诗篇90篇里面的话。
This is the verse from Psalm 90.
我们回去可以慢慢看。
We can read it afterwards.
第三处是预言到主耶稣。
And the third one, it's prophecy for the Lord Jesus.
他必以敬畏耶和华为乐。
That they will rejoice, they will delight in fearing the Lord.
行审判不凭眼见。
They will do justice, not according to this, not by sight.
断是非也不凭耳闻。
And carry out judgment not by what they hear.
所以敬畏神不是一件要咬牙切齿的苦差。
So fearing God is not a difficult task for us.
乃是一件乐事。
But it's a joy, it's a delight for us.
多少时候
，oftentimes
我们的心被愁苦烦闷所蒙蔽。
Our heart is covered by sorrows and
前后左右都难行的。
We find there's difficult to move in other direction.
而敬畏神就好像利刀一样。
But fearing God is like a sharp sword.
所有的事情都迎刃而解。
That it cuts off all the things that entangles us.
敬畏神就显出这是最简单直接的路。
To fear God shows us that this is the easiest way and most direct way forward.
所以敬畏神以敬畏神为乐。
So if you delight yourself in the fear of God,
这不是空谈。
It's not something in vain.
那是很实际的事。
It's quite practical.
因为时间的缘故。
Because of time,
我要很快的再跟弟兄姊妹读几节的圣经。
I would like to quickly just read a few more verses with brothers and sisters.
在《使徒行传》第十章三十四、三十五节说
，Acts chapter 10 verse 34 and 35.
原来各国中都有敬畏主行义的人。
There are many God-fearing people in many countries.
彼得前书第三章第十五节说。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
我只要心里尊主耶稣尊主基督为圣。
But sanctify the Lord in your heart.
有人问你心中盼望的缘由。
And when anyone asks you the reason of your hope,
就要常做准备。
You need to be ready.
人有没有问你你为什么要信耶稣?
Someone might ask you, why do you want to believe in Jesus?
你有准备吗?
Are you ready to give
an answer? 神的话告诉我们要常做准备。
The word of God tells us that we need to be always ready.
有人问你为什么你信耶稣?
So when someone asks you, why do you believe in Jesus?
你可以立刻告诉他。
Then straight away you can tell them.
信耶稣基督对我的生命有什么影响?
That what sort of influence does believing Jesus have to my life?
对我们的生命有什么冲击?
How does it impact to my life?
要常做准备。
We need to be always ready.
以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
To give an answer from a fearful and gentle heart.
彼得前书二章十七节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 11.
要尊敬众人。
We need to honor all men.
亲爱教中的弟兄。
And love brothers and sisters.
敬畏神。
Fear God.
尊敬君王。
And honor the king.
哥林多后书第七章第一节说道
Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1
亲爱的弟兄啊
Dear brothers and sisters
我们既有这等应许
Now that we have such hope
就当洁净自己
We need to sanctify ourselves
除去身体灵魂一切的污秽
And cleanse us from all unfilthiness of our soul and spirit
敬畏神
Fear God
得以成圣
And be sanctified.
最后一节我们一同来读。
Let's read that last verse together.
彼得前书第一章十七节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 17.
这是我们在世上为人所应该有的态度。
This is the attitude that we should have as a human being.
有了我们一同来读。
Let's read together.
你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父。就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子这是我们今天活在地上所应当有的生活态度和方向
This is the attitude and direction we should have as a human being while we live on this earth
请我们站起来，我们再读一次，然后我们低头祷告。
Should we stand up and read this verse again, and we'll bow and pray?
我们一同来读。
We read together. 你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，
就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。我们一同低头祷告。
Should we bow our head and pray?
所以天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Your loving Father, we thank you and we praise you.
你没有留下我们在世为孤儿。
You did not leave us as orphans.
在这个末世的时候，
that in the last generation,
你常常用你的话来激励我们。
You encourage us with your words.
教导我们。
You teach us.
请你继续常常提醒我们的心。
Will you always remind us?
你让我们在世上还有日子要过。
That while we still have our days on this earth,
我们需要有一个敬畏神的心来度这些日子。
Let us have a fearful heart to live our days.
无论是在众人一起，
whether in front of other men,
或者是独自一处，
or when we are alone,
我们都能够远离谎言和虚假。
Help us to depart from all falsehood and lies.
让我们存一个敬畏的心来过日子。
That we can live our lives with a fearful heart.
让你的名能够得到荣耀。
That your name may receive glory.
你的旨意得以成全。
That your will may be accomplished.
你的教会能以得以建造。
That your church may be established.
主耶稣，我们盼望教会早日成熟。
Lord Jesus, we pray that your church will mature early.
能够让你早日再降临在这个地上。
That you may return, you may come again.
教导我们生活在你面前。
Teach us how to live before you.
让我们能够爱你，敬畏你。
That we may love you and fear you.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.